Now, the rest of the story. November 1920. Radio station KDKA, pumping a paltry 100 watts through four wires strung from a chimney in East Pittsburgh, broadcast the world's first scheduled radio program. Well, sir, at that time, a radio operator in the Merchant Marine, a young man named Herb Irving, was aboard his vessel off the North Carolina coast. He heard that voice coming out of nowhere that night. And that same November, too, young Herb heard a disembodied voice report that Harding had defeated Cox. And then he heard those call letters, KDKA. He, Herb, knew at that moment that one day he was going to work there. And he did. He left the Merchant Marine. He applied for and got a job at KDKA, became chief operator at the station's transmitter, and grew up in and with the incredible new field of commercial broadcasting. Now, let me tell you, in the early decades of our industry's adolescence, radio stations pushed back the horizons of their listenership and probed new markets with increasingly powerful transmission. Always in the vanguard was the flagship of that fledgling fleet, KDKA. Growing more powerful, a new transmitter site must be chosen. Its location must be scientifically determined and absolutely perfect. Chief operator Herb Irving, working closely with the best radio engineers then available, 50 such were consulted, 62 exacting scientific tests were conducted, and the new transmitter site had to be the one and only best place for miles around from which to cast a signal. Experts even used a blimp about 25 feet long to carry wires up 1,500 feet at various locations to test the quality of transmission. In my files is a precious, yellowed-with-age photograph of Chief Transmitter Operator Herb Irving and three Westinghouse engineers clinging to ropes the windy day that blimp got away, and the engineers were up and down across two counties before it finally came to rest in a farmer's field. At long last, the ideal site for KDKA's new transmitter was chosen. On a hilltop in Saxonburg, 30 miles from downtown, it was there that a brand new 718-foot cloud-piercing steel tower was erected. On the 17th anniversary of the world's first scheduled radio program, the transmitter was ceremoniously dedicated, sealed with the promise of strong, clear signals to an area 10 times greater than ever before. And you couldn't hear it right next door. The experts had been wrong. Radio listeners in Newcastle, right next door, could not hear KDKA. So much to the chagrin of all involved, the transmitter had to be moved to another location, to Allison Park, 10 miles from downtown, and that relocation dedication ceremony began a transmitter party, November 4, 1939, and that event would make more than one kind of broadcasting history, for it was then and there, for the relocation of KDKA, that celebrants converged from everywhere, agency and radio executives and assorted celebrities, and that transmitter party was enough fun so that one voice became a chorus. Why don't we do this every year? And they did, and they still do. Let history record that the experts, for all of their expertise, first planted KDKA where it could not grow. But what a happy blunder. For all of us, because had it been located in the right place in the first place, there'd have been no relocation celebration. A sublimely serendipitous situation. Apparently fate knew there had to be a relocation celebration, for it was at that event, which proved to be so much fun, they decided to continue celebrating from then to now. For then and there was born the phenomenally fruitful International Radio and Television Society. That is the rest of the story.